The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. This is a radio and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society, where we promote a focused free grace message for eternal salvation. In addition to this radio broadcast and podcast, one of the other many things that we do is we have a national conference each year in May. You are invited to it, and today we're going to interview one of the attendees who was there at our most recent conference, 2024. So sit back and relax and enjoy this, and then you can find information about us and about this conference at faithalone.org. Now here is Ken Yates along with his conference guest.
I'm Ken Yates with Grace Evangelical Society. We are doing a series of interviews with people attending our national conference this year. We're outside of Denton and Camp Copus. And if you've never been to one of these national conferences, I hope these interviews, what can we say, spur, or is that the right word? Make you want to come to one of these. Spur your interest is what I was trying to think of. And we have a very special guest on this episode of Grace in Focus. It's Michaela. And the reason why Michaela is a special guest is she is Grace Evangelical Society's, I think, very first intern. Michaela, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
I'm from Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I'm currently in South Carolina for the internship.
Right.
And now I'm at the conference.
Well, tell us, what have you been doing as an intern outside of the conference? I know you're very busy here, but what has GES had you do?
I've learned lots of different skill sets while being an intern. Some of the things that I've learned is PowerPoint presentations, learning things like Canva, PowerPoint, and Excel have been something that I've learned. I've also been TAing for the seminary, which has been a great learning experience and just growing.
Well, wait a second now. Stop on the what does that mean for our listeners? They're not going to know. What is a TA?
A teacher's assistant.
And so we have GES has started a seminary, and that's another plug for anybody interested in taking seminary classes. We're offering a number of classes, and if you sign up for one of them, and by the way, these are online classes through Zoom and stuff like that. If you're in them, maybe Michaela will be your TA. And so what does that involve for you?
I will record the sessions and upload them to Google Drive so that the students can go back and rewatch them. And then I'm also just making sure that whenever someone asks a question, just to make sure that the teacher doesn't miss it. I was TAing for Philippe Sterling, and I did the Old Testament and New Testament survey.
Wow. Did you learn anything?
I learned a lot. It was a broad overview of everything. So it was a really great class. And I also attended Tough Text by Bob Vincendex. So that was.
Oh, when you said Tough Text, I thought, see, I did Tough Text, but I did it the semester before that. That's right. Okay. All right. Well, wonderful. And what else have you done as an intern?
I've also been prepping for the conference, doing VBS planning, women's fellowship planning, and young adults planning.
Okay. And what she didn't tell you is that something else she's done is she's gone on a couple of regional conferences that we've done to help us out. Where have you gone on regional conferences with Grace Evangelical Society?
I went to Georgia and Italy.
Oh, see, she's smiling when she says Italy. We just got back from Italy not too long ago, and she and I and my daughter Catherine went to right outside of Milan, and we did a conference on basically tough texts in the Synoptic Gospels. And then in the Georgia one, which is a lot closer to home, Michaela went with us and ran the book tables and stuff like that. Normally on these conferences, we do the conferences and then we'll bring books for people to purchase and magazines for free. And obviously we give them a big discount when we're there. So Michaela has been a great big help. And I just want to say that she mentioned a couple things in prep for the conference, which we're at right now. One of the reasons that we've come out to Camp Copus is that there's a lot more activities. You know, there's a putt-putt golf course. There's there's some things out there that I'm not even sure what the games are. Younger people would know. And obviously there's a lake around here, and there's basketball courts, and there's a really nice swimming pool. What are some of the activities you've been involved here that is kind of aimed towards the younger people?
We had our young adults fellowship the other day, and Philippe Sterling taught on spiritual gifts. So that went really well. And then today we played disc golf together. So
disc golf. And I heard that you were the best disc golfer out there. That's what I've been told.
I would say that that is not my strong suit.
That is not her spiritual gift. I'm only joking her because she told me, she said she did really poorly out there. For those of you who don't know what disc golf is, it's a what would you call it? They got like chains there where you throw a frisbee, right? And when you get it in there, the chains stop it. And it's like a that's how you get a hole in one or hole in two or hole in three or whatever it is. When I was in the military, I was telling Michaela, we had one of those courses right outside our house at Fort Benning. And they have one here. And the young people did that. And then some of them, there was a campfire afterwards. And they said they had s'mores and things like that. We're very excited about that. There seems to be a lot more younger people coming. At least that's my opinion as I see the group that we have here.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes, like faith alone for eternal salvation, and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
I think you mentioned the Women's Fellowship. My daughter Catherine has been involved in that, but I don't know a little bit about it. So what was that like? What were they doing?
I just got back and we learned about spiritual gaslighting, and Ellie taught on it as well as Catherine. And then we just did a fun craft together and got to know everyone.
Okay. Was it well attended? I wasn't there.
There was lots of people there.
Well, wow. There you go. And so for those of you who don't know, the way these conferences work is during the day, we have plenary sessions, and like I said, the conference this year is meeting. We have a theme, and it's on 1st and 2nd Peter. So we have classes on 1st and 2nd Peter. Then we have breakout sessions where we don't necessarily go along with the theme, but it can be over any free grace issue. And then in the evening, we're having these activities. One of the other things that Michaela is helping out with is the kids. Matter of fact, I'm going to be part of that tomorrow, but she's already been a part of that. So what are the kids, people who come with their children, what are they doing?
They're doing VBS, and we're currently doing the Hebrews Hall of Faith.
Oh, Hebrews 11.
Yes.
Right. Yes, because I'm told that I'm supposed to teach them on Joseph from the Hebrews 11. So I'm assuming that they are doing crafts and stuff. And obviously there's lots of room to play out here. Matter of fact, right behind us, there's a soccer field. And I just saw two of the kids. They come in on their soccer outfits and look like they've been running around. So is that what the VBS is doing? So they'll have like a Bible study, then a craft, and then time to go out and play?
Oh, yes. Lots of fun crafts. We made sheep for Cain and Abel. And we made little pom-poms. We had the kids roll yarn around their fingers and then tie them. And they turned out super cute. And now I think their next one is Abraham. Oh, they just did Abraham. And then they're going to do Joseph tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they're making Joseph's rainbow coat.
Okay. Well, I mentioned that you went to Italy and you went to Georgia. Which one did you like the most?
Probably Italy.
She's laughing because we even got Catherine and Michaela and I. And by the way, while we were over there, we also got to spend some time with some of our translators, Christina and Valentina. And so we got to do, normally we don't do a lot of that, but we did some sightseeing while we were over there in Milan and got to see some very beautiful scenery. Well, Michaela, I got to tell you, we're excited about what you've been doing for GES. I'm a big fan of the intern program that we're doing, and I think we were wise in picking you as our first one. Let me ask you a question. How did you get involved to begin with GES and the Free Grace Movement? What was your quote-unquote journey like?
I was actually in a lot of false teaching growing up. My family was culturally Catholic, so I went to a Catholic school for a little bit, kind of fell away once we moved, and I went to public school. And then from there, was searching for God. Certain things led me to kind of have that curiosity as far as like what the truth was. Got involved in New Age stuff and then realized that, that wasn't true. But then shortly after, I fell into Workspace Salvation. And that was very difficult because a lot of the churches I went into all preached that you had to earn your salvation. There was no clarity regarding the saving message until I came upon GES.
And how did you do that? Was it just you just stumbled upon it upon our website, or what was it?
So, yeah, it was actually online through watching videos and finding the website. God really used that to reach me during that time.
So did you like see Bob Wilkin on there, the director of GES?
I did.
Oh, okay. So it was Bob. And for those of you who don't know, he's not good looking or anything, but he is a good speaker, and he does teach very well. He's my boss, so I have to say that. Now, I want to say, when you saw it, I'm just kind of curious your experience. What was it like? Did it sound, when you first heard it, it's like, well, I've never heard this before? Or did it strike you saying, that makes a lot of sense? Or did you hear it say, I've never heard this, this is too strange?
It was probably the latter one first. It was right. I heard it and it was just foreign to me. So It didn't really register. I would say it took a couple times hearing it and going back to the word and really looking what the word of God said. I thought I had to know a list of facts to be saved. I had to understand I was a sinner. I had to know about the cross, Jesus' deity, the Trinity, and so on and so forth. And every list that I got was different.
Yeah.
Until GS clarified that it's simply by believing in him for eternal life.
Now, how did you reach out to did you like contact GES and say, and obviously on the website, there's a lot of free information, a lot of, you know, like you mentioned the videos, there's a lot of free blogs, magazine articles. What route did you take?
I had met Antonio through one of his blogs and he directed me toward Catherine, and I started attending the Zoom studies. Through there, I just got more involved in reading the information that was provided on the website.
Well, you're a breath of fresh air, Michaela, because you're telling our listeners, you're telling me, our website is reaching out to people. God is using it to draw people to grace. If the Lord tarries these internships, who knows what they'll lead to. We just appreciate all you're doing, and we hope you enjoy the conference. I know they're keeping you busy, but I hope you're enjoying some of the teaching that you're able to listen to while you're here as well. So thanks, Michaela. In the meantime, for all of us, keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Now we hope that you have a great weekend. Fellowship with others in the body of Christ, and meet us back here again on Monday for another episode as we keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.